Yeah, in the midst of military conflict. Despite these threats, we see no legislative actions aimed at protecting or increasing the resilience of nuclear facilities. This lack of action exemplifies a problem. Not only does the nuclear safety structure have important legislative, technical, and regulatory gaps, one could say that the regulations governing atomic energy are a legal regime unto itself. This is one of the reasons we see so many ESPO nuclear incompliance cases. The rules that determine risk and enforce safety and security in this sector have been developed with neither public input nor accountability mechanisms. Nuclear facilities that are susceptible to attack lack protection mechanisms. To put this in starker terms, the entire global fleet of nuclear reactors and their auxiliary facilities are vulnerable to attack. The second slide, please. We know that states are disregarding national and international protocols of nuclear safety. And we also know that terrorists have targeted nuclear facilities with malicious intent. By implication, the operation of nuclear power stations poses a threat that is serious, specific, and imminent. Next slide, please. As such, the risks associated with the mere existence of operating plants in their current state merits urgent attention by a full range of stakeholders. We welcome the initiative of 90 American NGOs who last month raised these issues in a letter to the president, stressing the critical circumstances of NPPs in Ukraine, and also raising concerns about the downplay and dismissal of nuclear risks in the USA, citing studies showing serious national vulnerabilities to cybersecurity threats and attacks. The organizations call for nuclear security to begin at home. Next slide, please. In the highly volatile situation of war, it is more important than ever that safety protocols are respected. But in fact, all seven of the International Atomic Energy Agency's fundamental pillars have been compromised. Next slide. Some of us might not be aware that the threat of an attack against a nuclear reactor by invading military forces is not even part of the design basis that qualifies a facility for a license, following the guidance of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Some of us may also be surprised to hear that international law sanctions nuclear facilities to be the target of military attacks under certain circumstances. And its prohibitions in the case of the release of dangerous forces and consequent severe losses among the civilian population fail to include research reactors or nuclear material in transit or spent fuel pools, all of which, if targeted, could result in severe loss of life. It could also result in the loss of hundreds of square kilometers of land for centuries. Front lines and terrorist activities are dimensions of nuclear safety that few have given serious consideration to, and this includes the regulators in whose hands our safety is placed. But the war in Ukraine is now shining a spotlight on a historical absence of nuclear accident preventative mechanisms. We may hope that this will draw attention to the marked deficiency in risk assessment and risk prevention measures, and for the necessity of greater public management of energy facility security. Next slide, please. We believe that the ESPO Convention framework could serve as an excellent background for enhancing security. In light of this, we would invite delegates to consider some issues that represent systemic challenges. Next slide, please. If all of this paints a distressing picture, it is one that must be faced with a conscientious spirit and resolve. Any effective measures to minimize the aforementioned risks requires a consolidated international effort. Parties that consider they could be affected by significant adverse transboundary impacts due to the construction or modification of a nuclear power plant has every interest in ensuring that such assessment will also include foreseeable circumstances. We would be eager to hear from delegations willing to lead or sponsor activities related to this matter, initiatives that would assist in bringing the legislative and regulatory gap at the state level would help to ensure global security. Next slide, final slide. I would be happy to answer any questions or to elaborate on any of the recommendations. Thank you for your attention.